support. Welcome to Jerusalem.
Thank you very much, Prime Minister. I look forward to a productive discussion this evening at such a critical moment for Israel and the region. President Obama asked me to come to Israel with a very clear message. America's commitment to Israel's security is rock solid and unwavering. That is why we believe it is essential to de-escalate the situation in Gaza. The rocket attacks from terrorist organizations inside Gaza on Israeli cities and towns must end and a broader calm restored. The goal must be a durable outcome that promotes regional stability and advances the security and legitimate aspirations of Israelis and Palestinians alike. President Obama has emphasized these same points in his multiple conversations with President Morsi of Egypt, and we appreciate President Morsi's personal leadership and Egypt's efforts thus far. As a regional leader and neighbor, Egypt has the opportunity and responsibility to continue playing a crucial and constructive role in this process. I will carry this message to Cairo tomorrow. I will also be consulting with President Abbas in Ramallah. Let me also say, to echo the Prime Minister, I am very pleased that the Iron Dome defense system is performing so well. Our partnership in support of this system represents America's enduring commitment to the safety and security of the Israeli people and to Israel's right to defend itself. But no defense is perfect, and our hearts break for the loss of every civilian, Israeli and Palestinian, and for all those who have been wounded or who are living in fear and danger. I know today was a difficult day, and I offer my deepest condolences to the loved ones of those who were lost and injured. In the end, there is no substitute for security and for a just and lasting peace, and the current crisis certainly focuses us on the urgency of this broader goal. So in the days ahead, the United States will work with our partners here in Israel and across the region toward an outcome that bolsters security for the people of Israel, improves conditions for the people of Gaza, and moves toward a comprehensive peace for all people of the region. And I thank you, Prime Minister, for your hospitality and look forward to our discussion.
Thank you.
All right, so there we go. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton just arrived in Jerusalem, speaking alongside Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu there. Let's get some analysis once again from our correspondent Tom Ackerman, who is with us live from Jerusalem, and we'll be speaking to Nadeem Barber in Gaza in just a moment. What do you make of what he heard, Tom?
Well, Netanyahu talked about a durable ceasefire, but there was no mention of that word on the part of Hillary Clinton. As we had been given earlier indications, it seems that if there's to be any kind of an agreement announced, it will be after Mrs. Clinton's meetings tomorrow, possibly not until after she has met with Egyptian President Morsi in Cairo later on Wednesday. So we really are not looking for any kind of outcome on the diplomatic front for at least the next 12 hours.
All right, Tom, many thanks indeed. Right, let's take you live now to Gaza. Al Jazeera's Nadeem Barber is there. Well, all this diplomatic activity is going on, and we were discussing whether we were going to get a ceasefire tonight. Will we, won't we? Israel's bombardment has stepped up a notch, hasn't it, Nadeem?
It certainly has in the last few hours. It's been intense, the amount of artillery shelling coming from we've had firing from Israeli naval ships, we've had airstrikes, and we've heard about tank strikes to the north of the Gaza Strip. People here are still extremely, extremely worried about their safety. We heard Hillary Clinton praising Israel's Iron Dome defense, missile defense system, and we heard Benjamin Netanyahu there saying that Israel does all it can to minimize civilian casualties. Well, those civilian casualties have been mounting up, and people in the Gaza Strip are keen to point out that they don't have a missile defense system. They don't have anything to protect them, like bunkers. They have nowhere to shelter. And now when they're receiving advice, requests, if not orders, from the Israeli military to leave their homes in some parts of the Gaza Strip, as we were hearing earlier on, and to go to set designated areas for an indefinite amount of time, presumably ahead of further shelling, further bombardment, people here are really, really worried about that, and they're angry that they're being forced into this situation. We've seen people moving on donkey-drawn carts with their possessions. People here in general have very large extended families, and it's very, very difficult for people to move. They want to move en masse. They want to move as a family. It's very, very difficult indeed, and people have told us all day long that they don't know where they will go, which will be safe, because as well as the fighters that are being targeted, and as well as the Hamas-linked buildings, many residential areas are also taking a direct hit.
What will people make there of Hillary Clinton's presence in the region?
Well, I think that for a long time now, people in the Gaza Strip and in the other Palestinian territories are very cynical about America's role as a peacemaker, about its role in the Middle East peace process, which has really been going nowhere for a very long time now. I think many people had their hopes raised when President Obama came in and he made overtures to the Muslim world and the Arab world. They thought that there might be some kind of movement. He did make strong appeals to the Israeli government, for example, about stopping settlement building, but that hasn't stopped. Here in the Gaza Strip, people are looking for an end to the blockade, which limits the amount of goods and supplies that can come in, and it limits their freedom of movement out of the Gaza Strip. They feel like they're trapped. And really, I think the delegations in the last few days, notably from Arab League foreign ministers on Tuesday, that's the kind of message that they want to see. But still, they need more. What they're saying is they want some kind of pressure put on the international community, notably Israel, to ease the blockade, if not end it. Everyone's looking at what the actual ceasefire conditions might actually include on that front, the easing of the blockade.
Nadeem, as the Israeli drones continue to buzz overhead, for the moment, many thanks indeed. Nadeem Barber there, reporting live from Gaza. Let's get the thoughts now of Youssef Bouandal, who's a professor of international affairs at Qatar University here in Doha. Before we talk about what any ceasefire agreement might look like, I just want to get your thoughts on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking alongside Hillary Clinton, first of all.